ジャパニーズポッド101です。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Hi everyone, welcome to Absolute Beginner Season 1, Lesson 22. Do you drink Japanese beer? Jessie です。Jessie here.
こんにちは、Naomi です。
Hi everyone, Naomi here.
Welcome back to our Absolute Beginner series. In the last lesson, we learned how to make sentences using verbs. For example,
私は寿司を食べます。
I eat sushi. And in this lesson, we're going to focus more on using this structure.But this time, with the focus on asking questions.
You'll be able to say things like, Do you drink beer? And do you eat meat?
That's right.
Jesse, what's happening in the conversation?
Taylor, Masato, and Kaori are at the supermarket, and Taylor is asking them about what they like to drink. Okay, let's listen to the conversation and see what they say.
マサトさんは何を飲みますか？ワインですか？ビールですか？
僕はビールを飲みます。
じゃあビールを買います。カオリさんは？カオリさんもビールを飲みますか？
ええ、ちょっと。
Let's listen to the conversation again slowly.
マサトさんは何を飲みますか？ワインですか？ビールですか？
僕はビールを飲みます。
じゃあ、ビールを買います。かおりさんは？かおりさんもビールを飲みますか？
ええ、ちょっと。
Now, let's listen to it with the translation.
マサトさんは何を飲みますか？
マサト、what do you drink?
ワインですか？ビールですか？
Wine? Beer?
僕はビールを飲みます。
I drink beer.
じゃあ、ビールを買います。
I'll buy some beer then.
カオリさんは？
What about you, Kaori?
かおりさんもビールを飲みますか？
Do you drink beer too?
ええ、ちょっと。
Yes, a little. So, Masato is a beer drinker, we find out.
Yes, and Kaori drinks some too.
Speaking of beer, the word for it in Japanese is another imported loanword, isn't it?
Yes, beer in Japanese is ビール.
ビール. You have to prolong that vowel in the middle.
Right. Biru.
Biru. And the word for wine was?
Almost the same. Wine.
Wine. So these two should be pretty easy to remember. Okay, let's get on with the rest of our vocabulary words. If you remember, in the last lesson we learned our first verb, 食べます, which means to eat. This time we have two more verbs. The first one, Naomi?
飲みます.
A verb meaning to drink. 飲みます.
飲みます.
And the second one?
買います。
A verb meaning to buy. 買います。
買います。
Remember that formal verbs all end in ます. Let's hear our two new verbs one more time.
飲みます。
To drink.
買います。
To buy. Can we hear how 飲みます, to drink, was used in the dialogue?
Sure. Taylor said, マサトさんは何を飲みますか?
マサト, what do you drink? We'll break down this sentence in the next section, right?
Yes.
Okay, and one last word.
何?
A question word meaning what. Naomi, we learned the word 何 in lesson 11, right? This also means what.
That's right. 何 and 何 both mean what. In this lesson, we are going to use 何.
Yep, we'll be using it in the next section as well, so please keep it in mind. And with that, let's move on to the lesson focus.In this lesson, you'll continue learning about making sentences that contain verbs, with the focus on making questions. Let's review what we learned last time. Our structure last time was, Naomi?
Person, は object or verb.
That's right. The person or subject followed by wa, the object followed by o, and the verb at the end. Let's hear an example.
テイラーは寿司を食べます。
テイラーは Taylor. 寿司を Sushi. 食べます Eats. So this is a straightforward statement. If we want to turn it into a question,
remember that we just add ka to the end.
So it would be
テイラーは寿司を食べますか?
Does Taylor eat sushi? Note though that if you were talking directly to Taylor, it would be, do you eat sushi, Taylor?
Simple enough, right?
How about another one?
Okay, remember how biru is beer and nomimasu is drink?
Yes.
Then how about this? Ted wa biru wo nomimasu ka?
Let's break this down.
Ted wa Ted, biru wo beer?飲みます? Drinks? か? Question marker.
So listeners, as you can guess, this means?
Does Ted drink beer? Or if you're talking to Ted, it means, do you drink beer, Ted?
Listeners, please repeat after Naomi.
Ted はビールを飲みますか?
Okay, great.Now, let's step it up a notch. It'll be okay, I promise. Okay, up until now we've been asking, does so-and-so eat this? Does so-and-so drink that? So now let's try asking, what does so-and-so eat or drink?
Remember, we just learned a word, nani, which means what.
We're going to use this word in the middle of our structure in place of our object. Let's show you with an example.
We had a great example of this in the dialogue.
Yes, Taylor says,
Masato さんは何を飲みますか?
Literally, what does Masato drink? However, Taylor's talking directly to Masato himself, so the translation would be, Masato, what do you drink? Or Masato, what will you drink? When this is a question, it can be used to ask about someone's habits in general or about a future action. Let's break it down.
Masato さんは
Masato plus wa
何を
何 What plus お
飲みますか?
飲みます drink plus the question marker か. So all together again?
マサトさんは何を飲みますか?
Listeners, please repeat.
マサトさんは何を飲みますか?
You can ask this to someone when you want to know what they drink in general or what you can serve them to drink.
Yes.Like at your house, at a party, or a restaurant.
Like this. Let me try it. Naomi-san wa nani o nomimasu ka? Naomi, what will you have to drink?
私はオレンジジュースを飲みます。I'll drink orange juice.
Listeners, please repeat. I'll drink orange juice.
私はオレンジジュースを飲みます。
Great. Now, we've touched on this before, Naomi, but we don't always need to say 私は or the subject in the beginning, do we?
That's right. If it's obvious who you're talking about, you can just say the sentence starting with the object.
オレンジジュースを飲みます。
Right. Giving only information that is necessary is important for natural sounding Japanese.
We have an example in the dialogue. Masato says that he drinks beer, and so Taylor says that he'll buy some beer.
ビールを買います。
ビールを買います。I'll buy beer.
Remember that 買います means to buy.
Okay, well, I think that's going to do it for this lesson.
Listeners, we have an assignment for you.
Ooh, an assignment.
Yes. Please leave us a comment making your own sentence using this structure.
Very nice idea. Try making your own questions. It'll be very good practice.
Thanks for listening, everyone.
Hope to see you next time.
じゃあまた。
マサトさんは何を飲みますか?ワインですか?ビールですか?
僕はビールを飲みます。
じゃあ、ビールを買います。かおりさんは?かおりさんもビールを飲みますか?
ええ、ちょっと。